Lesson 15, Food and Drink 1, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Sentence Structure, Adverbial Clauses of Time. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, you'll hear a question about what was said. Listen carefully and decide which choice would be the best answer to the question you've heard.
1. Did you go to the museum before or after lunch?
After. First I had lunch at McDonald's, and then I decided to see the new exhibits at the museum before it closes.
What did the woman do after lunch?
2. Have you seen Mr. Young lately?
No, I haven't seen him since the week before last.
When did the man see Mr. Young?
3. Why did Linda spend the whole day at the library?
To finish her chemistry paper before the exams begin.
What do we know about Linda?
4. Did you miss the beginning of the concert yesterday?
No, the concert began as soon as I arrived at the hall.
What does the man mean?
5. Can you come to my office early to help me with my paper?
I'd like to, but I can't leave until I've typed out the letters.
What is the woman going to do?
6. It's 12 o'clock now. Shall we have something to eat?
Not until I finish writing the paper.
What is the woman doing now?
7. How's John doing with his writing?
Oh, he's improved his writing skills since he took the English course.
What do we know about John?
8. Could you return this CD to John when you meet him on Wednesday at the student union meeting?
No problem. In fact, I'm seeing him this afternoon at the English literature class. I can give it to him then.
When will John get his CD back?
9. Did you ask Mary to attend the lecture on solar energy?
Well, she won't be back from her conference until the lecture series is over.
What do we know about Mary?
10. You're always doing housework on Saturdays, Bill. You must enjoy it.
Not really. I'd rather relax or go swimming, but there always seems to be so much work to do in the house. By the time I get home during the week, I'm always worn out.
What does the man usually do on Saturdays?
Part B, Macro Listening. Passage 1, English Food.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Visitors to Britain are always complaining about English food, but they do not really know what they are talking about because they rarely get a chance to eat it. Most of the restaurants in large towns have foreign owners and serve foreign food. When visitors are invited to eat in an English home, their hosts often feel they must offer them something foreign and exotic. Those of us who do know English food are aware that at its best it can be really very good. On the other hand, it is true to say that it is sometimes terrible. Part of the problem is that we are not really interested in food. We eat to live and not live to eat. So we don't generally spend the necessary time and effort needed to cook really good meals. We prefer food that is simple and easy to cook, or ready-prepared food which only needs heating up before eating. You can find the best English food in small restaurants in the country away from the large cities, where life is slower and people are not in such a hurry. But of course, most visitors come to London. They come because they are interested in shopping and sightseeing. They do not come because of the food, so why should they complain about it?
Question number one. What does the speaker say about English food?
Question number two. What does the speaker think about visitors' complaint about English food?
Question number three. According to the speaker, why do most restaurant owners in Britain prefer to offer guests something foreign and exotic?
Question number four. Where, according to the speaker, can visitors find real and good English food?
Question number five. What do you think the speaker is doing?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again, and while you listen, make brief notes to complete the following.
Visitors to Britain are always complaining about English food, but they do not really know what they are talking about because they rarely get a chance to eat it. Most of the restaurants in large towns have foreign owners and serve foreign food. When visitors are invited to eat in an English home, their hosts often feel they must offer them something foreign and exotic. Those of us who do know English food are aware that at its best it can be really very good. On the other hand, it is true to say that it is sometimes terrible. Part of the problem is that we are not really interested in food. We eat to live and not live to eat. So we don't generally spend the necessary time and effort needed to cook really good meals. We prefer food that is simple and easy to cook, or ready-prepared food which only needs heating up before eating. You can find the best English food in small restaurants in the country away from the large cities, where life is slower and people are not in such a hurry. But of course, most visitors come to London. They come because they are interested in shopping and sightseeing. They do not come because of the food, so why should they complain about it?
Passage 2. American Fast Food Restaurants.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Americans are often in a hurry. They rush to work, rush home, and rush through their meals. Workers and students usually have only a half hour or an hour for lunch. Many working people don't have time to cook dinners every night. As a result, a lot of Americans eat some of their meals in fast food restaurants. The service is quick and the prices are cheap. Most fast food restaurants offer carryout service too. Customers can order the food to go and take it home. What do fast food restaurants serve? Of course, many of them have hot dogs, hamburgers, fried chicken, pizza, or ice cream. But other fast food restaurants specialize in different foods. Some places serve roast beef. Some serve fish and seafood. Some even serve steak and lobster. In fact, you can find popular foreign dishes in fast food restaurants, too. There are Greek restaurants with gyro. There are Mexican restaurants with tacos. There are Italian restaurants with Italian sausage and spaghetti. And there are Chinese restaurants with Cantonese or Sichuan foods. A lot of fast food restaurants are franchises, a very popular form of business in the United States. There are many restaurants in a franchise, and each franchise has a different owner. However, all of the restaurants are under one central management, and the name of the restaurants is the same everywhere in the United States, and in foreign countries, too. This kind of central control guarantees that, for example, McDonald's hamburgers and Kentucky Fried Chicken taste the same everywhere. In modern American life, fast food restaurants are very important. They provide quick meals for people in a hurry and inexpensive meals for people on a budget.
Question number one. Why do many Americans eat their meals in fast food restaurants?
Question number two. When do Americans usually go to fast food restaurants?
Question number three. What kinds of fast food are discussed in the passage?
Question number four. What is the advantage of having a central control of the fast food restaurants in a franchise?
Question number five. What is the passage mainly about?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again, and while you listen, make brief notes to complete the following.
Americans are often in a hurry. They rush to work, rush home, and rush through their meals. Workers and students usually have only a half hour or an hour for lunch. Many working people don't have time to cook dinners every night. As a result, a lot of Americans eat some of their meals in fast food restaurants. The service is quick and the prices are cheap. Most fast food restaurants offer carryout service too. Customers can order the food to go and take it home. What do fast food restaurants serve? Of course, many of them have hot dogs, hamburgers, fried chicken, pizza, or ice cream. But other fast food restaurants specialize in different foods. Some places serve roast beef. Some serve fish and seafood. Some even serve steak and lobster. In fact, you can find popular foreign dishes in fast food restaurants, too. There are Greek restaurants with gyro. There are Mexican restaurants with tacos. There are Italian restaurants with Italian sausage and spaghetti. And there are Chinese restaurants with Cantonese or Sichuan foods. A lot of fast food restaurants are franchises, a very popular form of business in the United States. There are many restaurants in a franchise, and each franchise has a different owner. However, all of the restaurants are under one central management, and the name of the restaurants is the same everywhere in the United States. And in foreign countries, too. This kind of central control guarantees that, for example, McDonald's hamburgers and Kentucky Fried Chicken taste the same everywhere. In modern American life, fast food restaurants are very important. They provide quick meals for people in a hurry and inexpensive meals for people on a budget.
This is the end of Lesson 15.